You're listening to SBS News.
It's the rarest of wartime tales, two men on opposite sides forming a lasting friendship. That's exactly what happened when Indigenous digger Roland Carter met Jewish-German ethnologist Leonard Adam in a prison camp during World War I. Mr. Adam was sent to conduct an anthropological study of the imprisoned Mr. Carter. Lorraine Wilson is Roland Carter's daughter. She says her father never said much about the war, but it was in his nature to find humanity even during adversity.
I remember him saying, you know, they were good to him in Germany, very good. Because they said he shouldn't be over there fighting, he should be back in Australia, not over here fighting.
Roland Carter was the first Ngunnawal man from the Coorong region of South Australia to join the Australian Imperial Forces in World War I, at a time when Indigenous people weren't recognised as Australian citizens. It's estimated about 1,000 enlisted anyway.
I'm very proud that he went over, you know. He did what he wanted to do. You know what I mean? Not for what someone else told him to do, if you know what I mean. So that's how it was.
Details of the friendship came to light with a surviving letter written by Roland Carter to Leonard Adam, which reads in part, "Doctor, please send me a photo of yourself. I would like to show my people the gentleman who is very good enough to call me friend." Glenn Shea is a Ngunnawal man and playwright who has turned the story of the two men into a new dramatic work. He says the play examines how relations develop from an indifferent, analytical interaction to something much warmer.
And then Half Moon Camp was a camp that was for different cultures from around the world so that they could learn from the culture and their lore.
It's a bond that lasts and is perhaps strengthened when Leonard Adam later found himself similarly caught between country and culture. Persecuted because of his Jewish ethnicity, mistrusted because of his German nationality.
When the war finishes, the roles reversed, and Leonard, being Jewish, got stripped of all his titles, escaped to Britain. In Britain, he became an enemy of the state, was put into a camp and sent to Australia. So kind of parallel systems of oppression.
Called Miwi 3027, the play is part of the Aboriginal Diggers Project, which aims to bring more prominence to the role of Indigenous Australian soldiers. Leanne Juniper Buckskin is the creative director of the Aboriginal Diggers Project.
War didn't see colour. War didn't see race. When you talk to servicemen and women, from whether it was World War I through to World War II, Vietnam, and to the present day, they are comrades, they are mates, standing side by side.
Miwi 3027 will play at Adelaide Festival Centre on Anzac Day. Rhiannon Elston, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.